What word?
No, Sereptit. Okay, I want to spell it out
to you. I mean, I went to high school, but I didn't learn that word.
No, I never learned a word. Okay, so it's Sereptiti.
That's more letters than I can handle.
M-I-S-S-I.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
What's the other one? Serendipity.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that movie with, like, Serendipity or whatever? Like, that woman, or I think she, it was, like, she wrote, like, her phone number, like, in this, like, random book or something. And she, okay. She was like, oh, if it's meant to be, you'll find my
number. Oh, like when people, like, write a note in a bottle and they chuck in the ocean. Yeah, and they're like, my love will find this. Yeah. And then a seagull finds it.
Yeah, it was, like, years and years later until this man found this book or something like that. Like,
disgusting.
Was, like, clearly, like, she didn't want him. I don't know, in my opinion. But you have to watch the movie. I mean, they get together, so it's cool. Sorry, that's probably a spoiler.
That sounds disappointing.
The green gummy bears are strawberry, I tell her. Are they still talking? This is, like, asleep. No. I'm not even kidding. Okay, we're here, right?
Yeah.
We get a
2 pages
fucking hit list of what each snack means to him.
Mary Choi was very hungry that night.
Then we get another page. Still a lot of flirtatious, like, you know.
Dude, I wish they were banter. Flirting. They're literally just, like, having the munchies.
And then
they do flirt later on, though.
And we're still talking about, why are we still talking about food? Are we going to go through each and every little item?
I mean, it's bolded, so hell yeah, we are.
No. We're on page 26, okay? And then we go to page 28, and we're still talking about fucking gummy bears? I'm so, like, sad for this woman. Okay,
when you work at a bodega because you dropped at NYU, your priority shift.
This is one for the books. This is some Einstein.
He's definitely gay, by the way.
If Jesus could reinstate your virginity, this would be a strong contender. Well,
at least he's self-aware.
Like, this is so sad. Like, this is also poking fun at people who may still, like, this is just, like, disgusting.
That's just, like, classical, like, high school talk. That's fine.
Okay, but who's the audience? Like, I've read a few pages.
It's either babies or idiots. I don't know.
I've read a few pages, and, like, I'm trying to think, okay, like, I'm 25. Maybe this isn't for me. Like, maybe I've, like,
I'm 26 and on my deathbed.
What is it?
26 sitting on $26.
26 cents?
Yeah. Soon.
But I'm still, like, wondering, what is it?
And I wonder.
Wait, whoa, blow me, she says, seemingly without judgment, then hits the counter with a balled up fist like a gavel.
That's kind of cute.
Even still, I'm doubling down on sour, power, I rhyme.
Wait, she said that or he said that?
She said sour, and then he said power.
What are they, like, gay best friends? Dude, I can't handle this. Like, although, honestly, that's kind of cute. I take it back.
And then it says in italics, Jesus.
Who said Jesus? He says that?
I don't know.
Oh, he thinks that. Yeah.
The voice, who's ever voiced.
Dude, before? I'm telling you, man, like, his power retort was actually not bad, but him thinking Jesus is so cringy, man.
It's so sad.
Where's your self-confidence, boy?
Oh my god, she laughs and checks her pockets. She gives her skin-tight cave witch chin mail dress.
Chainmail.
No. Chainmail dress, a hurried pat down. Do you see how many little, hyphen. This is the most fucking.
This is so avant-garde.
Honestly, it's a really pretty.
Is that sentence. You say that word avant-garde?
No, it's a pretty sentence because of how it looks. Like, if I saw this as a poem, I would, like, really appreciate it. Cause, like,
on slam poetry night.
You get so, like, passionate. Skin tight cave witch.
I know what I'm wearing for Halloween next year.
Oh my gosh. Her fingernails are painted the exact dark blue of her dress with two of them chipped.
That's kind of hot.
Chipped fingernails.
I'm into it.
No, but did you need to know that detail?
No man would notice that detail.
Why did you need. No, just out of curiosity, like, what did the detail do for you? Like,
nothing. She's had a rougher night than we expected. I don't know.
What time of the day is this? I didn't read that.
Oh, it's the middle of the night.
Oh, it's in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm, it's like 1 a.m.
Maybe she got into a fight. Yeah. Maybe she chipped her nail because she fucking. Maybe she punched herself. Oh, sorry, I don't know.
Maybe she put some bitch in her place. I don't know.
Ew, I hate that. Never say that.
Good talk.
Maybe she went to a kickboxing class. Actually, that's more practical.
All right.
Like, don't they have midnight kickboxing in New York?
No.
Did you watch the interview of her?
I think it's called being mugged.
No. I mean, I like kickboxing class. Did you hear that? Holy shit. What's that sound?
It's fireworks.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a purse. Not even a tiny one. Which is like a surefire sign she's not from here.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Why is he so observant?
Although, to be fair, I'm not from there, so I don't really know what the hell he's talking about.
Like, that she's not from there? Like, she's
from
not...
NYC. I guess you gotta have a tiny purse if you're a chick. I don't know.
Or a bag.
Yeah, apparently.
When it's cold outside,
get it, Mary. You're from freaking New York City.
But, like, what I...
Us Houstonians are not that cultured.
No, but even when it's cold outside, like, I don't want to have to fumble with a bag. So, like, I just kind of put all my shit in my pocket, you know?
Yeah, that
like,
makes now, sense.
This is the time of the year where I usually have access to a pocket.
Yeah, but if you're going out, you're not going to, like, have... Oh, but you're wearing a jacket or something.
Yeah, like, that's true. Like, you know, like, my Columbia jacket? Like, yeah, you yeah. just, like, zip it up? Like,
yeah, that's true, actually.
So why is she not from there? She... And also New York? Like, I'm trying to think, like, it's cold. It's so cold there. Like, I don't know. Is this in the summer?
This is, like, winter, dude.
Oh, well, hell, I would not have a purse at
that. I think that's part of the point is that she showed up without a jacket.
Oh, she showed up without a jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why he...
Maybe that's why you think she's not from there. We did it. We did it, Thania.
All right. She doesn't know. She doesn't. Her body doesn't understand temperature. I forgot. That's it. What did she say? Shit. And scratches her eyebrows. Then she sighs. Wallet? Yeah, she says. I watch her glance down at her food. Deflated. Apple Pay? She asks brightly. Why is that her full sentence?
Dude, they're totally plugging. Apple Pay to
be. I know. It's like an endorsement for Apple Pay or something like that. Like, they just start, like, having an Apple Pay commercial or something.
In the middle of the book.
I mean, if they were gonna... Do they have, like, any, like, ad endorsement? Like, any food endorsement or anything like that?
In this book?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like every single...
Like a little TM or something like that?
No, they don't have
that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I glance at the register. Do you know how that shit works? You know, I never successfully used it before in my life. Do I wave the phone over a reader or... Yeah, I don't know. I shrug. Retina scan? Is she trying to pay? Are we still on the snack, Salim?
She's desperate.
Like, Salim, we're still on the snacks, boy.
It's been a while.
Salim. No. Can I skip this part?
Please, for the love of God, skip this part.
No, I'll get to a good one. Let's see here. Do they talk about, like, steampunk or anything like that in this book?
Not really.
Anything of substance?
No, not at all. They vape at some point.
Chill. chill.
Oh, is that Migs?
Yeah, that's
Migs. That's his, you know who Migs is?
Mac Daddy Migs.
Yeah, pretty much. Migs is street smart, drug dealing, wisecracking roommate.
Wisecracking?
I couldn't make up these cliches if I tried.
Even if
yeah. It's like she lives in New York, but she is like fronting, so she hasn't lived in New York, so she's like making up like the most archetypal.
She like takes like a little notepad with her to Brooklyn and is like, oh, where can I find my Migs? Okay, I see one man Migs like. Okay,
there's just
okay.
Some dude working at a bagel shop, and she's like, drug dealer wisecracking.
He's just minding his own business and stuff, and she's just like, you know what? It worked for, what was his name? Bloomberg when he was mayor of New York. This whole stop and frisk thing. You know what? He profiled people, let me profile people.
Everyone gets a turn.